are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Kathy Hood Show. Are you ready to unleash your power? We've got yet another Power Pack show where we encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life by unleashing the power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you. They're trapped on the inside of you, but have no fear. I'm here to help you realize your true potential and set it free. Get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. Today's episode is sponsored by Sparlin Healthcare. You don't have to live in pain. Sparlin Healthcare services patients for chiropractic care and spinal correction, to serious accidents, to neck and back injury, to family medical care and disease prevention. To learn more about them, please visit www.sparlinhealthcare.com. Now, here's a minute with the doc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alyssa Jordan, and I'm a chiropractor based in Atlanta, Georgia. Many of you have been to a chiropractor after an accident or a bad fall. Did you know it can be used as a tool for preventative care as well? How, you might ask? Chiropractors take care of the nervous system, which is covered by the spine and made of the brain, spinal cord, and the nerves. The nerves branch off of the spinal cord and attach to all of your organs, muscles, etc. When spinal segments shift out of alignment, they put pressure on the nerves, which lead to pain, dysfunction, or both in your body. This can cause less function in your immune system, along with other issues. Chiropractors can align the spine to take pressure off the nerves and increase function again. To get your spinal assessment, call Sparlin Healthcare at 404-753-3141 or direct message me on my Instagram page at Dr. Alyssa Jordan. That's spelled Dr. Alyssa Jordan.
All right. Hey, everyone. You know, we come together every other Tuesday to converse or to conversate on how to unleash your power to impact the world. Tonight is no different. Guys, I am always excited about show night. And tonight I get to share with you such a phenomenal woman. And I've been ecstatic about her realizing just how phenomenal she really is. And it definitely has a lot to do with her discovering her gifts. My promise is always to share very insightful and joyful conversations to encourage you to take the next step in discovering your gifts. I am your gift coach and implore you to discover your God-given gifts, which is how you will start the process of unleashing your power. It is my honor and duty to empower, encourage, and equip people to discover their gifts and how to live their lives on purpose. Discovery of gifts not only help you discover your true identity, but help you to begin a kingdom living life. We have shared amazing stories on how the gifts have helped and shaped people's lives in so many ways and so much more. So please visit my show page and subscribe and also listen to previous episodes. I promise you they will bless your life. So jump on board with us, discover your gifts, and become who God has created you to be. This episode, which I have titled The Help, you guys know, you know about the movie and all that, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that. But it just fits the gift that we're going to talk about, which is part of my Take Authority and Unleash Your Power series, which would give you a good look into a servant gift. That's one of the top, one of the seven gifts that we talk about as far as the motivational gifts. And explain how to recognize if this is you or someone you know that exudes these characteristics that we're going to talk about tonight. You will begin to embrace these superpowers. That's what I call them. You know, your superpowers that are inside of you that that you see within yourself and respect them in others. That's the one thing I love about, you know, discovering the gifts. So we'll get into that in just a minute. But okay, let's get this show on the road, all right? Family and friends, please help me welcome to the show the one, the only, Raquel Hill, founder of Raquel Hill and Company, who we lovingly call Dr. Raquel. Hey, Raquel, welcome to the Kathy Hood Show.
Hey, Kathy, I'm so excited about being on this episode and the fact that it's number 10. I think that says a lot about me being here.
Yay, girl, number 10. It went by so fast. Yes. It went by so fast, and I really am loving it. I didn't think that I was going to like it, you know, because, you know, I don't like to be on Front Street, and but I'm when we base this show around what I love to do, which is helping people to discover their gifts, I mean, this has been just, I mean, life-changing for me, so it's been exciting. So are you ready to share your phenomenalism with our listeners?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then do me a favor first. First, tell our listening audience a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Raquel Hill, and I'm the founder of Raquel Hill and Company. But a little bit about me personally is I currently live in Atlanta. I've been here for about 7 years. I was born in Bugaloosa, Louisiana. I want to give a shout out to Bugaloosa, and raised in Trenton, New Jersey. So Trenton in a house. I have a son who I'm very, very proud of. He's accomplished a lot, and I've accomplished a lot, but kind of with blinders on. I'm so busy doing the work that I don't take the time to appreciate the accolades and my accomplishments. I've learned that I am very community focused. I lead with my heart. I just want all humans to be okay, and I think that drives me in a lot of what I do and things that I decide to put my money and effort in. I'm a cancer survivor, very excited that I survived, but not very happy about getting the diagnosis, but that's a story for another day. So every day I'm just really happy to be alive and just like appreciate all the things that are going on in the universe. So I love God. I just want to say that.
What was that again?
I love God.
I know that's right. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Have you heard that song by one of the Mary Mary girls? Have you heard that? I love God.
I love that. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, girl. I love that little song. First, when I first heard it, I was like, okay. But then it's just the cutest. But anyway, girl, I believe and will forever believe that our coming together was definitely divine. It was just meant for us to meet. So I would just love for you to just tell a story about how we met. But first, you know, when you were just talking about, you know, just gave you a little intro, we're going to get into why you love community, why you just work, and, you know, not even, you know, here are really expect the accolades for what you do, and you know, but then it's good to get them when you do get them, and so all of that good stuff. So we're going to get into the gift that we're talking about tonight, which is the server gift. It's not your first, but it's one that you operate very heavily in. But yes, our divine and it was our divine meetup. I'll just put it that way. So just how we met, don't you believe that it was just by divine?
I do, and the result is because of obedience.
As a result of what?
Obedience.
Yes.
Yes.
And talk about that.
So I was at a point in my life where I felt that I was dumbing down a lot. And I basically didn't have, I felt like I didn't have friends in my life that I wanted to be like. I had more friends in my life that wanted to be like me. And I was tired of being used and abused and taken for granted. I went to wash my car. And while at the car wash, this woman comes in and she has these two beautiful boys with her. She sits at the same table that I'm sitting. This was before COVID, so we didn't have to be 6 feet away. And for some reason, I just immediately started telling her that I'm looking for adult female friends. Like, I don't have any, you know, female friends like currently, or I wasn't utilizing or activating the ones that I had. And I really want them. And she said, and then after I told my story about what the work I was doing, she was like, oh, you should meet my mom. My mom has this program and it has three, she mentioned the three D's and I couldn't remember what
that. Shout out to Woman University.
I couldn't remember what the three D's were, but I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. One of my gifts immediately started saying, oh, I should take this concept and give it to the program that I'm working with. And we can put it in that program and we can, you know, do our own thing. And another gift was like, why don't you just partner with this person, have her come in and put her program in. So trying to make a long story short, I got her number, she gave me her mother's number. And I'm not sure if I spoke to Kathy before or after I went to the Soul Saturday thing.
Oh, you mean Kelly or no. Me?
Well, you. I'm not sure when I called you, but I know okay. I was on my way to Alabama and we couldn't get off the phone. We were just talking. I went to, Kelly sent me an invitation for a workout session for some yoga. And when she gave it to me, the name on the flyer was my sister's name, who had graduated from Woman University maybe 2 years before I did. And I was like, okay, something is pulling me in this direction. I meet this random woman. She connects me with this woman named Kathy. And now they're inviting me to my sister's event. I went there and I watched and I observed. And my mind was blown and I get silent when it's like that. Cause I wanted to go somewhere and, you know, gift number one, wanted to take notes, just write everything down. But I didn't. Instead, I initiated the phone call, introduced Kathy to someone that I was currently working for. And in the conversation with Kathy, we just continued and continued. So that's how we met. Like I said, I felt that I was just being obedient by just following what I was supposed to do. Talk to Kathy, talk to Kelly, who was a stranger, call Kathy, see what the program is about and introduce her to someone else, and then sign up for yourself to learn what your gifts are. And I really was doing it out of curiosity. I personally did not feel like, oh, I need to know my gifts. So I thought I was pretty much all that, but I was stressed out. Didn't even realize how stressed I was. So and then eventually I met Kathy, learned what my top three gifts are, and it changed my mind from, I always thought I was a servant because the things that I like to do for people made me happy. So I always thought, oh, I'll never be a president. I'll always be the vice president, or I'll never, and I couldn't figure out why instead of me promoting myself, I always wanted to attach myself to other people's projects and products and say, let me help you do this. Let me help you do that. But learning my three gifts put me in the mind, you know, changed my mind about that. And I realized that I'm a leader, and I've been leading all my life and didn't even know it.
Right. Until you met me. Right. I was like, girl, are you serious? What are you doing? You know, I'm like, girl, you better start operating in that leader gift. But those other characteristics that you just described, though, has been, you know, I've been a vice president, never the president, you know, it's because is server your second gift?
Yes, server is my second gift.
That's why, because servers make excellent vice presidents. You know, they make great assistants. You know, they can jump onto a vision and help the leader, but also with you leading with your administrative gift, you can be a leader. So, you know, you have all the gifts that says that you can be the leader and run a business. But so how has discovering your gifts changed your life?
Well, okay. Knowing what my gifts were and knowing that they come from my source, God, mm-hmm. it wasn't like a a Sigma 6 test or, you know, any of those kinds of, I don't, my letters, IGPY, I don't know what that means. It was biblical.
Or your color, you right. know.
It was biblical based. So that gave me my foundation. But what happened is as the characteristics of the gift were being revealed to me, I was like, oh yeah, I do that. Oh yeah, that's me. Oh wait, I do that too. Oh, so that time that I was mad because this was happening was because that other gift was in the room and we were, oh, okay. And I just, it woke up. The synapses in my brain were just on fire. And the first thing I did was went for an opportunity that was just kind of, that wouldn't go away. The opportunity that I currently have working for this company, it would not go away. And it kept showing itself up in all of these different places. Like the title of the company and the role, everyone was coming through. No one else was a good fit for this role. It just kept getting like overturned. So I was like, this is supposed to be mine. Let me just go for it. And even just trying to get it was a struggle, but I persevered and eventually I got it. Then I realized I needed to remove myself from the environment that I was in. I needed to move away so that I could better serve. You know, I couldn't be in the muckety muck of what I was doing because it would drain me. But if I could move away, I felt I could give more. And it just, and things just started to fall, you know, in place for me. And I was really excited then, and then cancer, but like I said, but I survived. But mm-hmm. the gifts just really woke me up to who I was. And because they were my natural gifts, I could be unapologetically Raquel. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't just like, well, I want to do this because I went to Spelman and I got my degree. And no, I do this because I'm naturally good at it. This is what I do.
Exactly. And if you know,
whatever, quote Romans, if you really don't want to believe me. But yeah, so that's what finding my gifts. Well, it made me take power. It also, because you talk about this too, allowed me to forgive my parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I say. That's what I try to tell people. These gifts and Woman University is so much more than just a coaching, you know, and all of that. It's more of accountability and make you think about things that have been holding you back and to keep you from flowing in your gifts. And you know, so just really bringing about awareness, which is key, you know, to being able to understand why, you know, these things have been happening to you. So you won't continue down this, you know, really self-destructive road. And most people don't realize that it's because of us. It's our decisions that we're making that's causing these drastic issues in our lives. And are causing us not to, you know, get to where we are supposed to be and doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so that leads to when I was, you know, when I said that drastic difference, because, you know, most of the time people are just existing, mm-hmm. you know, when they're living on this earth. But when you discovered your gifts, I can say I've noticed a drastic difference in how you, you know, now operate, you know, in daily living. What would you say about that as far as a drastic difference?
Okay, so I'm a comedian. So what this makes me think about is one of my favorite movies, which is Color Purple. When I noticed what my gifts was, the first thing that came to mind was sitting at the dinner table, Oprah Winfrey at the end, Whoopi Goldberg had just did her finger in the eyes, and she said, Sophia, home now. And that's how I felt. I was like, Sophia, home now. We're going to make some changes around here. First, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that. And I just felt like something had woken up inside of me.
Yes.
And it was literally like, Sophia, home now. There's going to make some changes up in here. So it even like in Peter Pan, when the little boy, when in Hook, when Robin Hood's character went back to Never Never Land, I think that's where they were, and he did something, and the little boy went to his face and started wiping away his oldness, and he was like, there you are, Peter, I see you in there. So it was a combination of that being wiped away, because that it was inside of me all along. You go searching for all of this stuff, and then it's there. All along. So the drastic change was just like, I just woke up immediately. And I believe it gave me the courage to, when I felt that lump in my breast,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, we getting this out of here. There was no like, oh my God, it's gas, I think I'm going. It was none of that. It was like, this has to go. It's a stranger in my body, doesn't belong here. We need to, whatever, if I have to get my breast cut off, if whatever, I'm gonna face it all because this has to go. But it, you know, knowing that, you know, like Jeremiah 29,
mm-hmm.
just knowing beyond that, that was a promise for me, something I had to do beyond that, but God allowed all these things to happen so that I can go through this so that I could share my story with other people. So it made me brave where I used to whimper, like I was no longer.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm tired of it. I just saw it. I'm like, girl, what? No, this something is seriously wrong here. And then when I said, oh my God, this girl is phenomenal. And so that was our conversation. You know, I had to wake up her, like you said, things being removed. I had to remove the scales, help remove the scales off your eyes by having you to recognize how phenomenal and gifted and talented and smart, you know, that you are, and creative, and oh my God, you know, Lord have mercy. I thought I was that, you know, and even though you're led by that administrative gift, that server gift is like powerful in you. So now, one thing I want to ask too was, how has learning and understanding and recognizing other people's gifts helped you on your journey? Well, first of all, you discover your gifts, has it helped you to understand other people that you work with or live with or, you know, have relationships with?
Yes. Discovering my gifts has made me, I like the way we did the gift assessment where I didn't know what my gift was until I learned where all the other gifts are. That way I wasn't just listening for like, well, what are my gifts? I don't care about them.
So yeah, that's me. But even though in the process you hear, oh, that's me, by the time you don't heard all seven, you're like, oh, all of them. No, we're gonna tell you what you operate in, you know, because we do have all seven, but you know, we don't operate in all seven of them every single day. And right. You know, I told you, you already know what my last gift is.
On my notes that I was taking during the 6:30 a.m. calls, I saw that I would write names of people as you were talking about other gifts. I was like, oh, this is, you know, this is such and such, and this is so and so. And then as I continue to study the gifts, because you learn them and you get this big awakening, but if you have the opportunity to sit in on subsequent gifting classes, you start to realize when you walk in a room and, you know, first of all, I walk in a room, I'm like, I'm an administrator, I'm gonna lead something. But then I'll see another administrator come up and she'd be like, I'm an administrator, I'm gonna lead something too. But she might not know she's an administrator. I start to back away and say, you know what, she can do this, and I'll straighten up the chair. So I guess that's the server that comes in.
That is the server, yes.
So
that, you know, that is cool.
Right, and it even started me to recognize, to just be like, okay, this is a compassion person. That's why they're acting like that. You know, they're just, you know, they're kind of clingy, and, you know, it's okay. Let me just figure out how to deal with it, as opposed to just walking into a place and just being like me, but it might take me a minute. I might be like, oh, I don't like her. Like, oh, what's going on? And then I'd be like, oh, because she's one of them. She's, you know, she's got that gift. You know, I can't, with a teacher, you can't even be sarcastic. You can't be like, well, Johnny said, da, da, da. She'd be like, well, who's Johnny? What did you do? She'd be looking it up. So I've learned in my life, if they say, well, what was that? I know they're getting ready to fact check me. And I'll be right. Like, I read it and I might be paraphrasing, you know, so on and so forth. But I've learned to just let them check things, because I know they're not saying, oh, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. They need to have that knowledge, because that's the gift that they thrive on. So
right. But without that understanding, we would be in that seat of, you know, oh, she think I'm stupid, you know. You know, instead of, you know what, that's a teacher gift. So she just trying, like you said, just trying to fact check you. So that's why I said this really, really learning these gifts, guys, I tell you, it really helps you to have better relationships on all levels, family, work, church, organization, community stuff that you do, you know, as a business owner, as a leader, as a boss, all of that. I mean, it just helps in everything. So can you and do you recognize when you're operating in your top three gifts?
Yes, yes. And it helps me when, if I'm in a meeting or I'm having a conversation, you know, with some people, and then something inside me says, say this, you know, and then I've recognized that is, you know, the leader gift. But sometimes it'll be like, don't say that. They're thinking about that. They already know it. And then I'll say it and they'll say, oh, that's a great idea. And I'll be like, oh, nobody was thinking about this. Okay. So I operate. And I think I try to lead so much with the admin gift, because I feel like I'm making up for lost time because of all the times that I misinterpreted what these gifts really need. I think I'm trying really hard now just to be a leader. Like, I'm not a wimp, I'm a leader. I'm just trying to make sure no one comes in and takes advantage of me anymore, that I might be like overdoing gift. But and
that's okay. That's what happens. You know, the one thing I love that, you know, when we came into our own of understanding our gifts, and you know, I'm like, unapologetically, yes, this is me. I'm not shrinking down for you no more, because you know, don't understand, you don't know your gifts, but because I'm operating in mine, you know, you want me to back down and be, you know, I hate to use a derogatory word, but, you know, be dumb or dumber than what I am. You know what I mean? So I want to be able to walk in my creativity. I want to be able to walk in my smartness, or, you know, just whatever. I want to walk into me being a people person and people loving my positivity, I'm a very joyful person, and, you know, and people, I tell you, when I first met somebody who was just so, so overly, I mean, to me, she was just overly sweet and nice and all of that. And I'm like, nobody can be that nice. This can't be real. You know, but after I learned the gifts, I said, it is all real. But she woke up something in me, you know, and woke up my exhorter, and just learning to be okay with that. That's who I am. And that's why people love me, because of the fact that I'm approachable, you know, friendly girl, you know, very huggy and all of that. And so, but it's just great to be able to be us. All right. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a series called Take Authority and Unleash Your Power. But people can't do that until they discover their gifts. So the last few episodes, we've been covering, you know, a few other gifts. So guys, like I said, go back to the show page and listen to some of the other stories. I mean, other shows, and we talk about some other gifts. So we're going to talk about the server gift, which is Raquel operates very heavily in that, even though that she leads with the administrator, but the server shows up pretty strong. And so, you know, a server is one that enjoys manual jobs, projects, and functions. So, you know, we were just talking about, you know, the things that when you see that you just love to assist, you love to help. And that can be because, you know, you're creative. And so servers love to do work with their hands. So manual jobs, talk about that, projects. Functions.
So I am a crafter. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are a crafter, they call us makers. Some people think we're hoarding, but we can actually look at something and say, oh, that'll make a good XYZ. I love doing work with my hands. I design wedding invitations. I can tell you where to put the font and the copy, but my favorite part about that whole process is the assembly of the wedding invitations. If you want like a backer on it, you want rhinestones on it, you want a liner inside the envelope, I love doing stuff with my hands. I have a garden. I'm making candles, and I'm not just making candles. I started this process this week by buying jars and melting the wax. I'm actually going to local bars and restaurants and asking them to give me their old wine bottles. I'm cutting the wine bottles, you know, down so that it becomes a glass container, and I'm making it the candles by pouring the wax inside of the cut, you know, glass that I'm cutting. So I love doing things with my hand, and maybe, I don't know, you can tell me if this is what conflicts with the admin gift sometimes, because I want to do the work. I want to create a spreadsheet. I want to do this. So it's, but there are people who are in my community and on my team who I could easily delegate, you know, for several reasons, so they can get the experience. And sometimes they're better at that particular aspect of what I'm trying to accomplish than I am. So it's just always hard for me to just be like, oh, well, what do we do now?
Right. So, So you have a little bit, you do have a lot of both going on, but definitely, you know, those manual jobs, because like you say, you're good at your hands. And so they do love gardening. They do love making things. They love fixing things. And I've seen so many server women be able to do some things that they've never gone to school for, like fixing appliances and, you know, building things, out of wood that looks amazing, you know, turning she turned an end table into a bed for her dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, this thing is beautiful. How did you come up with that? You know, you mean to tell me that you have a glass cutter?
Yes, I have a glass cutter.
See, they have all their gadgets, and because look, again, you love manual jobs, projects, and anything that functions, you know, that you can have to do with your hands. Another thing, so now you were just talking about the invitations and all the details, you know, that's definitely a server. But also you guys are very detailed, meaning in the things that you like to do, how you like, you know, when you're working on a project and you just like things to be laid out very detailed, just like you just talked about with that invitation, but also with that being very detailed in what you do as a project. And you guys, very detailed. I'm trying to think of the best way to say it, is very detailed because you have a good memory, mm-hmm. you know? And so just talk about that a little bit.
I like, you know, details. I like a process for everything to go in a very specific order. I have workstations developed for like everything that I do. My box cutter stuff is in one box. When I want to make jewelry, that's in another box. And then when I'm done, I put all the box cutters, you know, glass cutting stuff in its box, put it away, pull out the bead cutting stuff and then do the bead stuff. And then, oh, am I going to do gift wrapping? Put the bead back, put the box cutter back, pull out the box that contains everything with gift wrap, you know, in it. And I'm just, the guy who's doing my garden, he's installing my my raised bed. He left the bed like in the middle of the yard, but he said he's coming back. So I'm not going to touch it. But, you know, just it's not where put it in the corner where the yard stuff go.
Right. Girl, it's so funny when I, you know, you guys are, I mean, that's the epitome of a server. Everything has to be in its rightful place, you know. So what about your closet? Do you like set up your clothes by color or by pants or?
It's from short to long. So it goes from short skirts to long skirts and then pants and then jackets and, you know, big coats are in the back. My t-shirt drawer, because I have so many t-shirts, I put black and white t-shirts in the top drawer and then colored t-shirts go in another drawer. And then all the colors are like together. These are all the yellow ones. These are this. And then on the other side is like all my bottoms. So all my tops are in one in first three drawers and all my bottoms are in the other three drawers. And of course I separate sweatpants from jeans.
Girl, that's just massive. You know, all that is like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
But that goes to, you know, you keep things in meticulous order. But I want to get to this one right here where it says what we always talk about, and I know this for all the service that I know, that you have a hard time saying no to requests for help. So I'm sure, you know, like when a lot of times when people call a server to help them with something, they're calling because they figured that person can do. And then you'll say yes because you know that you can do it.
Right.
You know, not really taking a step back to say, you know what, I already got all this going on, but I think you've learned to do a little bit better by that. But before, you found it hard to say no, am I correct?
Absolutely. I also, you know, think that dealing with my health taught me to say no. Even when I was, you know, nursing myself through chemo and radiation, I wanted to be on in the community, helping, like passing out food baskets, and we had like a back to school night and all, and I couldn't do none of that. I just had to sit in the house and just, you know, do nothing. So I did have a hard time saying no, but I've also learned from you that there's a difference between a newbie and then someone who's matured in their gifts. I've had words like capacity and bandwidth, which I use a lot. Like, if I don't have the capacity to do it, I can't do it. If I don't have the bandwidth, then I can't do it. And then the administrator, it feels like I have multiple personalities. Wait, I'm going to say this. All of these calendars and everything on my wall, so which is good because then the server can check and be like, no, I can't do that because the administrator put this calendar on the wall and I'm doing something on that day.
That's so, right.
But yeah, one of, I don't know if we're going to get to this, but one of the things I've done with my sister and my cousin is I'll say, if I come to your house and I want to clean up, I'm not saying you're messy. I'm not. I just want to put, it makes me feel good. So let me wash dishes. You know, how about we just stack up all of this paper? That's
girl. Yeah, I love to tell people about those doggone servers, honey. Let them come over and clean up. Because most servers love to clean. So, you know, and that's why I love to tell women who love, you know, who goes into that type of business. Don't look down on that, you know, don't feel bad about it, or if that's something that you love to do, because they are needed. And so, yeah, that's, we get into all of that, guys, in Woman University, or in my class that's coming up, June 27th, the Woman Up Conference, which is Discover Your True Identity and Help You to Discover Your Gifts. But yeah, so we talk about all of that. And so the one thing, you know, just to move us along, most servers, they show love in deeds and action more than in words. You're not going to get a I love you from on a regular basis, especially from our men folk that are servers, but they'll show you in love, I mean, in deeds and in action. So they figure, you know, they can show you better than they can tell you, you know. Needs to feel appreciated, but that's not the reason why you guys do what you do. Servers, you know, we can still make, we talked about that early on when you first came on, you know, that you don't need to feel appreciated when you say you don't even stop to get the accolades, you know, but sometimes it does, you know, and that's that administrator in you. You know, we work, girl, till, you know, till the cows come home, then we look up, it's all done and awesome, then we wonder what's the next project, you know, it's time to move on. One thing though, this is super about a server, is you can't stand clutter. Cannot. That's why you're so organized to have everything in its rightful place and, you know, everything organized. I'm like, Jesus, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And that I wish would stand up. I could stand up in that one, but that is definitely not my, in my top three as far as, no, I don't like clutter. I like things to be in order, but I do have a lot of stuff, you know, and it just needs to be organized. So I bring over a server every now and again and help me to pull this stuff together. But the last thing I want to say is that you guys tend to be a perfectionist. You know, if you're not going to do it, you know, that's the reason why most of you take on so many projects, is if you're not going to do it right, don't do it. And so, you know that you're going to do it the way that it's supposed to be done. That's why you take on so many projects, and especially don't let it be your brainchild and you bring somebody in to help you and they thinking that you're crazy, you know, like you just going overboard. But no, you are a perfectionist. Am I right?
You're right. And the administrator will set up a checklist and a process. This is how you do what it is that I want you to do. And then I'll find myself micromanaging, but then I'd like, step back, and then, but yeah, I do like things a certain way, but again, I think that's an area where I've matured on, because you can be a perfectionist and then just not get anything done, because you're just harping over the details, and you want it to be
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So this stuff is good stuff, guys. So we only have just a certain amount of time that we can share all this wonderfulness and all this phenomenalism with you. So in closing, Raquel, will you please give a word of encouragement and empowerment to our listeners about discovering their gifts, unleashing their power, and how they can be joyful in living everyday life?
Okay. Well, I think, first of all, I think everyone needs to know what their gifts are. And if anyone listening to this podcast is frustrated in any sense with an area, frustration is usually a sign that it's time to grow. So you may need to move on and learn something different about yourself in order to move into the next phase. Also, I think just be obedient to whomever your source is. And I'm just being respectful for other people who might not love God as much as I do, but just be respectful to and be obedient to what it is that you're being asked to do, because you will repeat yourself and you'll be like, why am I doing this again? Well, that's because you didn't learn the first time. Just, and some of that comes with taking a moment and just being still. I'm eternally grateful for learning what my gifts are, and not just that, but it's one thing to learn what they are and then just put them on the shelf, but to learn and then learn to lead in them and just be open to being, to want to learn on a consistent basis or evolve and educate yourself to another level. I did have something huge that I wanted to say, but it went away. So, okay. Yeah, if it comes back. I do want to say congratulations on show number 10, but yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm super excited, you know, about this series and overjoyed about sharing the characteristics of the gifts and that you will recognize who you really are, people. I'm telling you, we are not on this podcast and we just want to take up this time of the space in our lives and really in the space in yours to just, you know, put out the, what they say, blow smoke. No, we are here because we want to share, you know, just how important it is to discover your gifts, that you can begin to live that kingdom living life here on earth. So I will be sharing the characteristics of your God-given gifts, being transparent on how I recognize other people's giftings, engaging with others who, after learning their gifts, have embraced them and living their gifts in a phenomenal way. So the time is now. Become that authentic you. Get over those things that are holding you back. Discover your gifts and start unleashing your power in the earth. Guys, you got work to do. You know, I won't get into some other things that I really want to say, but I mean, you can see the signs of the times. And so it's just, the time is now. So guys, with that being said, please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotion announcements, and more at up2meradio.com. So that's up2meradio.com. If you want to chat about any of the topics on the show, feel free to leave me messages and questions on my show page, and we will answer them on the next broadcast, or we'll follow back up with you, or we will invite you to the next listening party for the show and address them then. I think that's always really good and fun to, you know, be in a room together and just share that information. And that could be a Zoom room, guys. I know everybody's in a room together. Yeah. I'm not worried about all that, but yes. We can come together at a listening party and you can bring your questions there. But all podcasts can be heard at uptomeradio.com, Apple Podcasts, and other free podcast apps. Like us on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter at uptomeradio. So I just want to say this was awesome, Raquel. Thank you so much for joining me on show 10 and just sharing all your phenomenalism with us.
Thank you for having me. It was great. I really enjoyed myself. And again, it just made me think more about the gifts that I have. So now, and we're doing this, I don't know what time it is you guys are listening to this, but we're doing this early in the morning. So now I'm going to go throughout my day just, you know, again, operating in my gifts and feeling confident about myself. That is what this did to me. It boosted my confidence.
Whoop, I love it. All right, people. So join us for our next show as we continue our series on Take Authority and Unleash Your Power. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Continue joining me on this journey and how you can unleash your power within you. Your legacy depends on it. All right. Until next time, family and friends. Keep shining!